This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. In household finances, making sure that we have enough cash on hand can be a constant battle or a disciplined flow. Financial planner Byron Moore has ideas on how to improve your cash flow planning on today's Wisdom on Wealth.
In today's market, are there asset classes that are being overlooked? Well, the answer is yes, a very big yes, and that asset class is cash. Cash is the currency in your wallet, the funds in your bank checking account and savings account, and even money in money market accounts. It's the medium of exchange with which we buy things. So it's nearly impossible to separate the idea of cash from cash flow. As the phrase suggests, that's the flow of cash into and out of a financial system. So that we don't experience such a deadly deprivation of cash, it's necessary to have a plan for cash. Now, here are a few arenas in which such cash flow planning can be critical. First, lifestyle cash flow. Nothing else happens until you tame this beast. You've got a certain amount of money coming in the front door. For most of us, that means earned income from a job. Priority number one is to spend less than that, ideally about 15% less. That way you can save for the rest of these priorities. Now, the second of these priorities is for emergency or opportunity cash flow. We never know when an emergency may arise or even an opportunity may present itself. To be ready, I want you to have at least 6 months of your income readily available in cash. If your number that you currently have available is zero, take heart. If you can spend 15% less than you take in, thereby saving 15%, you're going to reach this goal in between 3 and 4 years. The third area I want you to think about is catastrophe cash flow. Some things require cash in amounts that are essentially impossible to save. If your house burns down, you can't just go to the old piggy bank and take out a loan. So be certain that the half dozen or so areas of major risk exposure or catastrophes are covered adequately with insurance, which delivers cash at just the time that you need it to pay for the said catastrophe. The fourth area is investment cash flow. Ultimately, any investment that you make must be turned into cash for it to ever be of any value to you. Do you know how you convert land or houses or buildings or stocks or bonds or baseball trading cards to cash one day? Many investments actually pay you a certain amount of cash. For instance, bonds pay interest. Stocks might pay a dividend. Houses and buildings might pay rent, and land might be leased either to farm or used recreationally. And then fifth, there's retirement cash flow. Finally, when you exit the workforce, either voluntarily or not, how are you going to replace the flow of cash that you regularly receive now from your employer with cash from what? Well, you have some from Social Security, but what else do you have? Do you know how you will convert, say, an individual retirement account or a 401k plan to cash? And in doing so, will you create another risk, the risk of running out of money? Well, cash pays almost no interest. It doesn't make for an interesting conversation, and the only way to double your money with it is to take out your wallet and fold it over. Despite its boring trappings, cash should not only be a significant part of your financial plan, it should really be the centerpiece. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.